Hey everyone, so I'm back. It is January 17th, 2024. So last week my podcast didn't have any sound. So here I am again. I'm going to redo the podcast on Remembering Your Whys because I feel like it's really important. I probably won't be able to duplicate it. Unfortunately, it kind of does suck when you have technical issues like that because I really feel like that was a really good solid one. So anyways, I'm going to come back to you and try to recreate it, but we'll see. So remembering your whys. Remembering your whys on your goals, your intentions, on why you want to show up to be the best version of yourself, your whys at why you set yourself up for success every day, your whys of why you food prep, all the whys of why you do the things that you do. To make your life easier, better, to make you shine better, to make your day go better, to make your children's day go better, whatever it is, your whys. So many times in life, we're always asked why. Why do you do that? What's the benefit of that? And when people ask that, I don't feel like that they're being rude or trying to, I think maybe they're trying to understand why you're doing it, but sometimes it comes across of, well, why are you doing that? Like, and they kind of look at you like, well, because I really want to, but maybe I'm fucked up. Maybe I shouldn't have those goals, or maybe that's a, you know, like whatever, you know, you start second guessing yourself. So I think January, obviously we set new intentions, we set new goals. And like last year when I did 75 hard, my clients had such a hard time wrapping their brain around the fact that I would have to go out and walk in the middle of a blizzard. I never did anything if my life was in danger. I was able to complete all my workouts. I planned them around the weather and all that stuff. But there were a few times I had to go out when it was snowing, just like yesterday I went out when it was snowing. And people would ask me, well, you're going to, yes, I'm going to go out. Yes, I'm going to dress for the warmth. Yes, people ski in this stuff. So yes, I have the gear. Yes, I feel that I can do this. I'm going to walk down my road, my two side roads, do the loop around, come back. It's going to be about 2.5, maybe 3 miles if I do the extra housing development, and I'll be done. 45 minutes, done, one and done. So going through it, I remember myself having to question myself, like, well, maybe I shouldn't be doing this. Maybe this is not, you know, like, maybe this is not normal, but people all around the world is doing the 75 hard, and they're doing it, and like, and heat, and all that other stuff. So what's the difference? So that being said, a lot of times I would have to tell myself, remember your whys. Why are you doing 75 hard? Why are you setting your goals at this? So why, you know, so remember your whys. My why was because I wanted a challenge. I wanted the mental part of it. I needed to lose a little bit of weight. I wanted to see if I could drink a gallon of water a day, which I did. I wanted to get back into reading. So it was a good way because you have to read 10 pages from a nonfiction book, which a nonfiction book really opened a whole different channel for me. And I have like, I'm doing 75 hard again. I'm not as intense on it. And like, if I finish, great. It just aligns with my goals right now. So like with dry out January and all the other stuff. So I'm like, hey, why not just do it? Cause it's getting me out there for an afternoon walk. I'm reading. But by doing it, it had opened so many different doors for me. Like, you know, nonfiction, I'm not reading smut. I'm not reading whatever. I devour memoirs. I love reading about people because everyone has a story. So that's kind of my deal. So it's opened the door to books that I would not normally read, or self-development books that I'd be like, oh, this is so boring in the past. But now it's like, oh, this would benefit me. So remembering your whys. Okay, so where I'm going with this is like so many people, when they do it, I'm going to come from this two avenues, like how you ask someone why they're doing it and why people do the what they do when they ask you. So, okay, when people ask you your why, like I said, they'll be like, oh, you know, why are you doing that? Remember your whys. Have your line of whys why you're doing it. Just like I'm doing 75 hard now because it lines with my goal for getting up on stage. You know, I can't have alcohol right now. I have to follow a diet. I have to work out. It's getting my steps in. It makes me read. I take a daily pic of myself and it holds me accountable. And I do that right before I go to the gym. So it's not that I have body shame or anything like that. But it just reminds me of why I'm doing it. You know, like, oh, okay. my legs are looking great, but I need to work on my abs, you know, that kind of thing. So when you ask someone their whys, my advice to you guys is when you ask, don't be like, well, why are you doing that? In that tone, like sassy and like, well, that's freaking stupid, you know? Ask maybe like in this manner. This is what I found that works, because sometimes I do want to know why someone's doing what they're doing. Like if they're going to jump out of a plane, well, what enticed you to do that? You know, or if someone's going whitewater rafting, like, oh, what, you know, what's enticed you to get in a raft and go down the river or whatever it may be. I mean, sometimes I really truly am just curious, like, why would you set that as a goal? You know, what, you know, how does this align with you? You know, what are you hoping to get out of this on the other side? So those are the things I ask. I try to set up when I ask someone like, oh, so what are your goals for the year? And by the way, you can't use goals from last year, because if they're goals from last year's at this point, you either haven't done them, you can revisit them. You need to change them a little bit. Unless it's really important to you, then okay. But you have to revisit that. You have to like add that to your, you can't just use all your goals from last year. That doesn't work. Just putting that out there. And the person that I'm talking about knows what I'm talking about. So maybe the intent is like, help me understand, why would you want to do that? How does that benefit you? I'm really curious. Like, when you do that, like, what is that? What doors is that going to open for you? You know, don't put it on them like shameful. Put it on them as in you're inquisitive. And if you're not inquisitive, then just don't freaking ask, because at that point. So where I'm going with this is because I've been put in many situations just in the last 17 days. I have not had a drink since the 2nd of January, which I'm doing just dry out January just because I think everyone needs to check in. I think it's just good to, whether, no matter what it is, if you're a fast food junkie, it's good to give up something for 30 days, revisit it, see how important it is to you, all of that stuff, no matter what it is, dry out January, fast food, maybe you're giving up soda for a month, whatever. And revisit it. Like, did you miss it? Is it important to you? That, all that stuff. Oh my God, I lost my train of thought. Come back to me. Remember your whys. Oh, dang, nap it. Oh, I hate it when this happens. This is why I should have an outline. Okay, so let me back up and pun. Oh yeah, so be inquisitive. Like, don't be like, at them, like, you know, like, because truly, if you care, you're going to want to know why they're doing it. Yes. But more importantly, like, how does this align with your other things? Or does it align with your other things? Or how does this align in your life? How is this going to help you? Because maybe that might be something that you might want to do later on. Maybe you have a problem with soda and or sugar or caffeine or whatever. And this person, I'm giving up coffee for 30 days. I'm going to do no coffee, dry out coffee on through the month of February. Maybe you really want to know how they did it so you can do it. You know, so maybe it does align with you, but just don't come over like, oh, where I was going with this. Sorry. Let me back up the fun. So I've been put in this situation. So for the last 17 days, I've not had a drink, which is great, whatever. Again, this is not about me stop drinking, but so many people give up dry January. So this is where I'm going with this. So many people give up dry January. It's pretty common across the board. So I have several people that are not drinking. One that is really close to me, and it's a he. So it's, I have a he and a she to compare notes to. So he, just decided, okay, yep. I'm going to do dry out January. Well, someone that he typically will go have a beer with here and there, approached him, and he's like, well, you know, really, I'm doing dry out January, so I'm gonna have to say no. I mean, he could go and not have a beer, but that's really difficult. So why put yourself in that situation to go to the same bar that you guys normally would go to shoot the shit, to not be able to have a drink? Totally get it. And some people have more willpower. Some people it doesn't bother. I respect this person for not putting themselves in that situation to set them up for failure. It's just kind of like, If you are giving up sweets for a month, are you going to go into the pastry shop in Boston, or are you going to go into Dunkin' Donuts and see all the pastries in front of you? Chances are not, because you may not have that willpower. So why put yourself in that situation? You know, if you're doing it for a whole year, yeah, at some point you're going to have to put yourself in that situation. Totally get that. But whatever works for you. So that person's friend was like, oh, well, I bet your wife's making you do that. And he had all these comments. Not only did he ask one time, but then he asked like a couple days later. And this person's like, no, really, I'm doing dry out January. And I don't know that he maybe didn't. I don't think he said, well, that's stupid. But more or less the mannerisms and the undertone of it was like, that's stupid. And it just kind of pisses me off, because no matter what you're reframing from or what you're setting up to change or what you're putting in or taking away into your everyday routine to make a better version of yourself, even if it's only for 30 days, who cares? This person doesn't really have issues with drinking. They just wanted to step back and see if they could do it. And great. I think that that's wonderful. But who are we to downplay that or make that person feel like shit because they're just abstaining from that. And it's really no fun to go out while his friend's drinking beer, but he can't, you know, and call it what you want. I know a lot of people this doesn't resonate with because a lot of people don't drink, but put it in the fact of, again, maybe you're going out to dinner and you can't have pizza in this restaurant, or you can't have gluten and this restaurant has no gluten-free pizza or whatever. Use the analogy that fits into it, and you get what I mean. So another friend of mine was put into a situation where she was doing dry out January and it was going great, but she had to go to a function at a big brewery, and she was really nervous about it. And I said, well, you know, they have tons of non-alcoholic options. You know, if you're worried about that, then just get something that's non-alcoholic. And honestly, I think looking back at our conversation, and I've had this conversation with so many people that have done dry out January or abstaining from alcohol. I know a lot of people give it up for Lent. And I hate to use alcohol as the staple, but that just seems to be the thing right now with dry out January. But people tend to just be judgmental, because if this person doesn't have a drink in their hand, I follow a lot of influencers, and same thing. Well, I'll just get a tonic water with lime in it, and then people will just think I have a cocktail. Well, you know what? For whatever reason, it doesn't matter why you don't have a cocktail. That's no one's business. If you don't feel like drinking, you don't feel like drinking, you know? And who are we to ask, or who are we to judge? You know, if you go to a restaurant and everyone's getting dessert and you say, no, I don't want dessert, who are we to judge that? We don't know what your goals are. We don't know what you're working towards. We don't know if you've given up sugar, but it's not our place to judge those people. It's not our place to judge anyone, because we all live in glass houses. So my rant today is to always know your whys, first of all. Not that you have to justify it to anyone, but so when you are questioned by someone, you don't forget why you're doing what you're doing. Why does it align with your goals? Why does it align with your lifestyle right now? Why does it align with being the best version of yourself? So maybe it's just writing yourself an outline. I did that when I did 75 Hard. Partly because 75 days is a long effing time. It's a long time to follow a diet. No cheat meals. It's two 45-minute workouts every day for 75 days. That's a long time to commit. I mean, I do my morning workout, no problem. Do I feel like going out and walking this afternoon? I will. I will do my 45 minutes, but it's not top of my list. I'd rather sit here and make a podcast, to be quite honest with you. That's where I'm going. Just remember your whys, why you're doing it. Be prepared. Don't really give a shit what other people are thinking. But when you have your whys valid, then no one can, if people see that little hole in your wall, they're going to dig at it. They're going to dig. And if they think that they can get in and kind of cave you, they will. Because a lot of people don't like other people that are successful or succeed with their goals. And I know it's awful, and I hate to say this, but I'm going to call a spade a spade. People get jealous. People get jealous because you're showing up being the best version of yourself. You're doing the part. You're looking the part. You're educating yourself. You're taking the time to do your hair. You're taking the time to get dressed and to look nice. And people just, they have a hard time with that. So I don't get it. That's not who I am. I tend to always tell people that they look nice and try to give compliments, but whatever. This is the world we live in. So, all right, guys, I wanted to keep this short and sweet. So not really sure what my next podcast is going to be. I might try to get one out on Friday. I'm going to commit to get one out on Friday. We'll see what the next couple days bring in my life and what I can bring to you guys. So as always, thank you for supporting my podcast. For all my loyal listeners out there, I so appreciate it. You guys don't know how much it means to me. And again, I don't do this for popularity. I just do it because I love to bring tangible things to my little audience. So anyways, have yourself an awesome Wednesday. It's hump day. Hint, hint, hint. Yeah, so have a great day. We'll talk soon. Bye. Well, good afternoon, everyone. Happy Monday. The last Monday of, oh my God, last Monday of January 2024. Woohoo! Woke up to a nice, I wouldn't call it blizzard, but I would call it more snow than what I thought we were going to get today. So this podcast is going to be a little bit of everything today. I don't have one particular topic in mind. I just actually went snowshoeing for about 40, 45 minutes. And was just thinking what I was going to come to you guys today about. And there's been a couple things that have resonated with me this week. That I just kind of want to share in case you're going through a similar situation or in case you know someone. But first, let's just talk about January and our goals. My goals have been going along quite well. I met with my coach on Saturday, started my posing training, which is harder than you freaking think, but whatever. I'm dedicated. I'm going to do this. I'm going to crush it. I'm not going to lie. I'm scarier than a... There's not even a word for it. But anyways, it's my goal and I'm going to succeed with it. So for that being said, I'm setting myself up for every possible situation that to get me through it, I guess. So I'm going to do a posing clinic in New Hampshire. I've been working 10 or 15 minutes a day. I've just been putting on music and just doing my, what I call my puffing up like a lizard, I guess. So that's going well. Lifting is going well. My cardio is going well. Diet's going well. Some of the things that aren't going well, you know me, I'm going to just be true about it. I'm not loving my job lately for a lot of reasons. I think I'm having a little bit of seasonal depression. I don't know if anyone can relate with that. And I really try to get through it. I mean, like I get outside, I walk. I mean, I still exercise. I still eat well, still sleeping really well. But I have to say this weather is really uninviting. If it really wasn't for 75 hard most days, I probably wouldn't get out for my second workout. I probably would just say, forget. But I'm really trying to get my steps in. I'm really dedicated to this show. And the one thing I will say for anyone that's going through a journey of nutrition or getting in shape or whatever, you know, trying to eat on track, the one thing I have noticed, people, is that walking in the afternoon has made a huge, huge difference for me. I'm walking in the afternoon or walking in the morning. Either way, I have to do one outside workout. And I noticed it last year when I did 75 hard. Now, mind you, I still did my gym workouts and all that other stuff. I still did cardio at the gym. But most days, actually all days, I pretty much did some kind of, obviously, because you have to do one workout outside. So I always, my workout outside was always walking, except for the rare time that we got tattoos and we didn't get home until 11. And I think I did yoga on my deck and tried to walk up and down my driveway. That was a little crazy. Lesson learned, always get your outside workout in no matter what, because it's a lot easier to do an inside workout at midnight inside than it is outside. But anyways, that's neither here nor there. So for those that are trying to like figure out maybe their next level in their fitness journey, don't underestimate walking. It has really made a big difference for me. I typically put in a podcast. Today, I actually didn't put in a podcast. I threw on my snowshoes and did a few laps outside in the backyard. Not the backyard, the backwoods, I should say.
So that was really nice. It was beautiful out there. I actually think I'm going to post a video on TikTok. So anyone that lives in the state of Maine or New England that got snow last night knows that it was really sticky and beautiful, stuck to the trees. Driving, however, was horrendous this morning on my way to the gym. But that being said, let's shift the talk to anxiety a little bit. Woohoo! So I have suffered with anxiety pretty much my whole life. My whole childhood was nothing but anxiety. I probably stemmed a few years in my adulthood with some anxiety, not as bad as when I was a child. Things like confrontation, clients, not liking something, being put in an uncomfortable situation, having to stand up for myself or defend myself or any of that stuff would give me anxiety. I was terrible with it. I never, to this day, I have a hard time. Not to this day. I don't have a hard time sticking up for myself. In my mind, I think I do, but I really don't. But it's one of those things. It's just really, really hard to stand up for yourself. So just let me back up a little bit. So those that are doing their January goals, I hope that it's really going well. You really only have 2 more days until the end of January. Some of my goals are now this year, instead of saving 10%, I'm saving 12%. So 6% goes into my business savings and 6% goes into my investment. My investment I used a little differently this year. My husband and I are trying to get out of some debt. We don't have a lot of debt, but we really want to be on the other side of it. So I used a lot of my investment money towards that. I figure that's an investment, so that is what I chose to do. So this year I upped it a little bit, just, you know, a little bit, you know, 1% more just because I can. So seasonal depression, I'm just going to talk about that for a minute. I don't have a lot of tricks up my hat. You know, they say infrared saunas, sunlights, you know, getting outside natural light. Anyone that lives in New England knows it's just really, really hard to do. So my best advice to you is just take advantage of the sunshine when it's out. I can't do tanning beds because of my skin cancer. Some people do tanning beds because color makes them feel better. I use my fake tanner, as everyone knows, which makes me feel really good. So I don't know what everyone's February goals look like. Some people set monthly, some people set yearly and just continue to work on them. I haven't really thought about my February goals. Again, I'm not setting tons of them because my show definitely is like, it's there. It's definitely, that is my biggest goal. I think that probably will be my biggest goal ever of my life, maybe, other than maybe fucking pull-ups. I don't know. Anywho, let's talk a little bit about our career, because that is where I'm struggling a little bit. This resonates with a lot of people I've been talking to lately. Some people near and dear to me. For those that are entrepreneurs, I'm going to talk a little bit about that a little bit more, because I've been an entrepreneur now going on my 26 years of being an entrepreneur. Woo-hoo! So I had no one to show me the ropes. I really had to delegate, be an entrepreneur myself. And for those that just heard me talk about anxiety, that was not easy because I had to stand up for myself, right, wrong, or indifferent. Customer, they say, is always right. I disagree with that. Customer is not always right. Some customers are just assholes, and there is no way around that. The young version of Veronica would stick with those assholes of customers because I would just think, well, it's money, you know, maybe they'll send me more customers. I would struggle. I would put myself out there. I would do everything humanly possible. I no longer do that. if I don't resonate with someone, customer, friend, business associate, any of those, they just don't stay in my life anymore. Now, that being said, my younger entrepreneurs, I totally get it. You're starting out. Whether maybe you're a health coach, maybe you're a hairstylist, maybe you are starting your own therapy business, maybe you're marketing, you know, whatever the case may be, it's really, really hard to have that mentality because you just want to get business. You have to pay your bills. Now, I will be honest with you, when I started my entrepreneur journey, I did have other gigs, I had other jobs. I did clean houses back way back then, as I cleaned houses midlife as well, when the kids need braces and extra things. I will talk about that in a minute and how that all became. But long story short, I did have to take out loans for my cosmetology school. I did not have parents that had the means to help me, nor did they or want to help me. So I had to pay all my bills, take out loans for schools. I wanted to get out of that debt as quickly as I could. Stupidly, I wanted to get a new car. So I knew that I couldn't afford everything. So I took on friends of mine. They had a house that they needed cleaned, and I watched their kids. They would go away for long periods of time over the week, weekends, and I would just nanny, watch their kids, clean their house. I would clean their house every other week. That paid for my loans. So I always, and this comes from Dave Ramsey, sorry. He wasn't, I don't think he was around back then. But anyways, like, your dollar should always have a place to go. So from a very young entrepreneur age, I always had where my dollars were going, even till now. Like, I have envelopes for like oil money and like vacations, and I'm always tucking money away somewhere, because that's just how I do it, because I don't like everything coming up at me all at once. So, because when you're an entrepreneur, business is either usually feast or famine. When you're in the cosmetology world right now, things are very, very slow, for a lot of people. I stay pretty steady. I mean, we had a few slow weeks, but steady, whatever. I mean, I look at it as, and I can get other things done. So now I'm just going off on my little rant. Sorry, let me rein it back in. How I would do things differently if I was an entrepreneur now, or if I had someone underneath my belt that came into our business that was young, I would really take them underneath my wing. I would show them exactly the ins and outs of what you can claim, what you can't claim, get a good accountant. I would really teach them about clients, because clients can make or break you. They can give you anxiety or not give you anxiety. And everyday life does that enough for us. We don't need to have people that think that they own us by pay because they're paying us, think that we need to be at their beck and call. So that's kind of the difference. Would I change my path? Absolutely not. I love being in business for myself. Do things need to change for me? Absolutely. I've been doing this now for a very long time. Am I getting burnt out? Yeah, my body's getting burnt out. Do I still love my profession and my industry? Absolutely. I love fashion. I love making women and men feel good about themselves. I love knowledge of product and all that stuff. But, with every season, things change. So I do believe that if you're young and you're starting out, so this is kind of going to gear towards some of the people that I've been talking to, young and starting out as an entrepreneur in whatever business you're doing. You're going to find that there, and this is everyday life, actually. This is not just entrepreneurship, but everyday life and entrepreneurship, being in business for yourself, people always want to one up you. I'm just going to talk about the women's world a little bit, because I'm not a man, so I don't know what it's like. So I can only resonate with what it's like in my, not so much my salon, but my profession. Not so much my salon, because myself and my coworkers, we're very tight. We don't compete against one another. We just don't. But anyways, in other salons, it's very cutthroat. People tend to want to shit on you to make you feel bad about yourself so it makes them look good. We've talked about this a million times. And it really sucks going through it, because it really hurts your feelings, because you have that self-doubt. Why am I not good enough? Why did they not choose me to do their hair? They went to Betty Lou next door and the station next to me. What do they have that I don't have? I would tell the young Veronica not to worry about that, to focus on what you're here for. You're here to build a clientele that will serve you as well as you'll serve them. What does that mean? It means that they bring you as much as you bring them, just on a different level. I bring to my clients professionalism about their hair. I listen to them about their families, their medical stuff. I'm a therapist. I have a no judgment zone. sometimes I'm in awe. Like, sometimes it takes me a second to like connect, like, oh yeah, okay, yeah, mm-hmm. All right, well, have you thought about it in this way? But I never, ever, ever put down any of my clients. Are they all my best friends? Absolutely not. Are some just acquaintances? Absolutely. Do I wish them the absolute best if they leave me for someone else? Absolutely. Because you know what? Maybe I'm not fulfilling their needs. And you know what? That's okay. Because at some point, I'm going to have a client that's not fulfilling my needs, that's not resonating with me, and that is okay. I think in today's world, we struggle so much with making everyone around us happy, you know, and it starts with our family because, you know what, we have to make, being a mom, we have to make our kids happy, our husband happy, our in-laws happy, you know, we're always hosting this, doing this, going to the PTA meetings, doing the book fairs, going to the soccer games, the indoor soccer, making sure the kids have snacks. I mean, it just never ends. And even when your kids get older, you know, you think that you're going to have a breath of fresh air, but then you have ill parents or ill aunt and uncles or, you know, like siblings that are ill or whatever. I mean, something always kind of comes in and takes over. And some things you just can't get away from. Some people you just have to suck it up, buttercup, and just take care of them. But for the most part, if they're not resonating with you, please cut loose. Maybe you're in I'm just going to use a salon, for instance, because that's where I'm at, even though this is not my salon, but I'm just going to use it because I can resonate, because I've been in this industry for 26 years, so I've seen the best of the best and the worst of the worst. I think a lot of women are catty. I think a lot of women want to dish on you to make themselves feel better. I think a lot of women struggle with telling other women and men that they look amazing. I think people struggle with giving other people compliments, or I think other people struggle with bringing people up when they need to be up, because there is that word jealousy. A lot of people are jealous of what their person has next to them and what they don't have. And I am here to tell you that everyone has a story. You don't know how that person, you don't know what that person's going through or how that person got that or whatever the case may be. You don't know what that person did. I'm going to back up a little bit, but I'm just going to tell this really quick story. I met this amazing person once at the gym. Not just once, I've seen her a million times, but you know, her story was that, I'm not going to get too detailed orientated about it because it's her story, but long story short, she had twin children. Her husband served. He had mental issues and some substance abuse. And they ended up parting ways. It was her true love. They were the talk of the party. They walked in and everyone was just eyes on them. They had what they call true love. But for her children's sake, it just wasn't going to work. So they ended up divorcing. She was a teacher in another state, ended up leaving that state and knew that she couldn't live on a teacher's salary being a single mother. So she went back and she got, I don't know, a degree or whatever in financial, helping people invest their money, and being an entrepreneur. How she got her clientele was, she got a list of yard sales on the Saturdays that she could get her in-laws or her parents to take the children who were young. She went to local yard sales and passed out her business cards, meeting people, greeting people, walking the pavement. That was just one of the ways that she got creative on how to build her clientele. I think that is brilliant. That right there is a true go-getter. She wasn't going to let anyone stop her. She was going for it. That story touches me completely because that right there is someone that wants the business, someone that's willing to go the extra mile and not care what anyone thinks. I mean, really, when you think about it, to go to yard sales and we'll call it walking the pavement at a yard sale to get clientele, that's brilliant. That's dedication. That's commitment. Whatever you want to call it. Did she get a lot of Like, well, I can't imagine you doing that. I'm sure she did. I never did ask her because, you know what? It didn't really matter at the time. But being in this industry, being a woman, trying to make a business success is so difficult. So I feel like I've kind of gone here, there, and everywhere between goals and talking about entrepreneurship and where you want to be. But I guess the bottom line being is what's resonating with me today, partly is that don't be that person. Don't be that person that A, lets everyone walk all over you. Don't be that person that lets people talk shit about you or make fun of you or belittle you or doesn't treat you like an equal, whether that's your husband, whether that's a coworker, whether that's the person at the salon, whether that's the person that owns the salon, whether that is your doctor. I mean, whoever it is, do not let people talk shit about you. Stand up for yourself. You deserve that. You deserve to stand up for yourself. You deserve to defend yourself. You deserve to tell people exactly what you think and how you feel because those are your feelings. Can you be nice about it? Absolutely. Do you have to be a bitch about it? Every situation is different. So I'm going to say depends on the situation. Sometimes being a bitch gets a point across a lot faster than being nice. But then they say you get more, you know, you get more flies with honey. So I don't know. You know, whatever works for you, whatever the situation calls for. Be that person that goes up to that person that's working really hard at getting your business going, that's being creative and say, wow, that is amazing that you did that. Be that person that when you see someone working hard at the gym or on their goals or on their career or whatever it is, be that person that says, wow, that is amazing. I'm fucking proud of you. Be that person that, you know what, even if you know that person's only lost 3 pounds, be that person that says 3 pounds is better than no pounds. That is amazing. When people used to start running, they'd say, oh, I'm just doing a mile. And I always used to say, people, a mile is a mile, whether you do 10-minute mile or whether you do a 15-minute mile or a 20-minute mile, a mile is a mile. Don't worry about my pace. Worry about your pace. Worry about you. Do you. Because you know what? My pace is not going to be your pace. Everyone works at different paces. So that's where I'm going with today's talk, people. You know, I see it all the time. I've heard it so many times this week. Just, you know, people thinking that they can't make it as entrepreneurs, that's going to give up, that, you know, they get the crazies or they get the bad clients or that person, you know, makes them feel like shit. Well, have the confidence. If you're put in a situation and you know that that's not going to come out right, or you know that person shouldn't invest their money in that, and your name's kind of on the line, say it. It's okay. It's okay to speak up for yourself. Well, I don't really think that you should do this, but so I'm just putting it out there. You're probably not going to like the outcome, but I'm still willing to do it if that's what you want to do. But just remember, I'm telling you this. It's okay. It's okay to protect your vested interest. It's okay to speak your mind. If you are that person that, with the word critical, that is being critical about other people, that is being judgy about people and what they're doing or how they're handling things. Just remember, everyone lives in a glass house. We all live in a glass house. So don't cast stones, people. You'll shatter your fucking house. I can't say that enough. We all live in a glass house. We should not throw stones. You don't know what that person's going through. You don't know how hard that person's worked. You know, maybe Betty Lou has lost 3 pounds and that's all she can do right now, but she's working her ass off. You don't know what her body's going through. You don't know what she's been through, what she's trying to do to lose the extra weight. So don't cast stones. Don't cast stones. If someone's telling you that they can't do it or they don't think that it's wise, listen to what they're saying. Because you know what? Chances are, if you don't listen, you're going to be the reason why they're staying up late at night having anxiety, worrying about that fucking haircut or that business meeting or that proposal or that presentation. You know, come on, everyone. We're in this together. Don't be that person that at family functions have to be rude to the other family members because you don't want to be there. If you don't want to be there, then don't fucking go. Just don't go. If these people don't resonate with you, that is okay. People might talk shit about you and that is not cool. But you know what? Stand up for yourself. Don't go. Don't put yourself in that situation. So I don't want to rant too long because I've already gone 24 minutes. But anyways, again, I didn't have much to come on here with you guys about. These are just feelings and thoughts that have been going through my mind for the last couple weeks. So if you are the person that is struggling with your business and clients and coworkers and catty people, put your blinders on. Put your blinders on. Work on you. Do you. Do your clients that are serving you. For the clients that aren't serving you, get rid of them. It's not worth it. In the long run, it's not worth it. People talking shit about you is not worth your headache. It's not worth your time. People that make you feel inferior, incompetent, or less than is not worth your time in any situation, whether it's business, work, pleasure, family, all of that. If it is a family member, by the way, that is close to you that you really can't just cut off, put some fucking boundaries out there. Boundaries. Tell them exactly what you think and how you feel and how you're going to move forward. If you do this, this is going to be the repercussion. I'm not going to come around, blah, 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 whatever it may be. So, guys, happy January. I'm glad that January is kind of over. I'm looking forward to February. We're one step closer to spring. I'm not trying to wish time away. These days are just, they're long. They're long. They're dark. They're not inviting. So I'm looking forward to a new month, new goals, new everything. So I hope this finds you well. Just know you're doing the best you can. Love yourself. Look yourself in the mirror. Tell yourself the parts that you love about yourself, that you love yourself as a whole. But if there's extras, such as you love your ears or you love your fingers, or your eyes look nice today, remember to give yourself that. Look in the mirror and just take a deep breath. Love the skin that you're in because you are beautiful. You are amazing. You're confident. And you've got this. So, without further ado, let's end January on a positive note. So on January 31st, think about all the goals that you've attained, all the goals that you've reached for the month, the goals that you're still working for. Think about all the people that you've helped, all the people you're going to continue to help. Think about all the changes that you're going to be making coming your way, whether it be career, whether it be financial, whether it be your fitness journey, whatever it is. Remember, sky's the limit. You've got this. Guys, thank you so much for listening. You know how much I appreciate it. Yeah. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Have a marvelous Monday, everyone. Well, good afternoon, everyone. Happy Monday. The last Monday of, oh my God, last Monday of January 2024. Woohoo! Woke up to a nice, I wouldn't call it blizzard, but I'd call it more snow than what I thought we were going to get today. So this podcast is going to be a little bit of everything today. I don't have one particular topic in mind. I just actually went snowshoeing for about 45 minutes. And was just thinking what I was going to come to you guys today about. And there's been a couple things that have resonated with me this week, that I just kind of want to share in case you're going through a similar situation or in case you know someone. But first, let's just talk about January and our goals. My goals have been going along quite well. I met with my coach on Saturday, started my posing training, which is harder than you freaking think, but whatever. I'm dedicated. I'm going to do this. I'm going to crush it. I'm not going to lie. I'm scareder than a... There's not even a word for it. But anyways, it's my goal, and I'm going to succeed with it. So for that being said, I'm setting myself up for every possible situation that to get me through it, I guess. So I'm going to do a posing clinic in New Hampshire. I've been working 10 or 15 minutes a day. I've just been putting on music and just doing my what I call my puffing up like a lizard, I guess. So that's going well. Lifting is going well. My cardio is going well. Diet's going well. Some of the things that aren't going well, you know me, I'm going to just be true about it. I'm not loving my job lately, for a lot of reasons. I think I'm having a little bit of seasonal depression. I don't know if anyone can relate with that. And I really try to get through it. I mean, like I get outside, I walk. I mean, I still exercise, I still eat well, still sleeping really well, but I have to say this weather's really uninviting. If it really wasn't for 75 hard most days, I probably wouldn't get out for my second workout. I probably would just say forget. But I'm really trying to get my steps in. I'm really dedicated to this show. And the one thing I will say, for anyone that's going through a journey of nutrition or getting in shape or whatever, you know, trying to eat on track, the one thing I have noticed, people, is that walking in the afternoon has made a huge, huge difference for me. I'm walking in the afternoon or walking in the morning. Either way, I have to do one outside workout. And I noticed it last year when I did 75 hard. Now, mind you, I still did my gym workouts and all that other stuff. I still did cardio at the gym. But most days, actually all days, I pretty much did some kind of, obviously, because you have to do one workout outside. So I always, my workout outside was always walking, except for the rare time that we got tattoos and we didn't get home until 11. And I think I did yoga on my deck and tried to walk up and down my driveway. That was a little crazy. Lesson learned, always get your outside workout in no matter what, because it's a lot easier to do an inside workout at midnight inside than it is outside. But anyways, that's neither here nor there. So for those that are trying to like figure out maybe their next level in their fitness journey, don't underestimate walking. It has really made a big difference for me. I typically put in a podcast. Today, I actually didn't put in a podcast. I threw on my snowshoes and did a few laps outside in the backyard. Not the backyard, the backwoods, I should say. So that was really nice. It was beautiful out there. I actually think I'm going to post a video on TikTok. So anyone that lives in the state of Maine or New England that got snow last night knows that it was really sticky and beautiful, stuck to the trees. Driving, however, was horrendous this morning on my way to the gym. But that being said, let's shift the talk to anxiety a little bit. Woohoo! So, I have suffered with anxiety pretty much my whole life. My whole childhood was nothing but anxiety. I probably stemmed a few years in my adulthood with some anxiety, not as bad as when I was a child. Things like confrontation, clients, not liking something, being put in an uncomfortable situation, having to stand up for myself or defend myself or any of that stuff would give me anxiety. I was terrible with it. I never, to this day, I have a hard time, not to this day, I don't have a hard time sticking up for myself. In my mind, I think I do, but I really don't. So, but it's one of those things, it's just really, really hard to stand up for yourself. So just let me back up a little bit. So those that are doing their January goals, I hope that it's really going well. You really only have 2 more days until the end of January. Some of my goals are now this year, instead of saving 10%, I'm saving 12%. So 6% goes into my business savings and 6% goes into my investment. My investment I used a little differently this year. My husband and I are trying to get out of some debt. We don't have a lot of debt, but we really want to be on the other side of it. So I used a lot of my investment money towards that. I figure that's an investment, so that is what I chose to do. So this year I upped it a little bit, just you know, a little bit, you know, 1% more, just because I can. So seasonal depression, I'm just gonna talk about that for a minute. I don't have a lot of tricks up my hat. You know, they say infrared saunas, sunlights, you know, getting outside natural light. Anyone that lives in New England, cut nose is just really, really hard to do. So my best advice to you is just take advantage of the sunshine when it's out. I can't do tanning beds because of my skin cancer. Some people do tanning beds because color makes them feel better. I use my fake tanner, as everyone knows, which makes me feel really good. So I don't know what everyone's February goals look like. Some people set monthly, some people set yearly and just continue to work on them. I haven't really thought about my February goals. Again, I'm not setting tons of them because my show definitely is like, it's there. It's definitely, that is my biggest goal. I think that probably will be my biggest goal ever of my life, maybe, other than maybe fucking pull-ups. I don't know. Anywho, let's talk a little bit about our career because that is where I'm struggling a little bit. This resonates with a lot of people I've been talking to lately. Some people near and dear to me. For those that are entrepreneurs, I'm going to talk a little bit about that a little bit more because I've been an entrepreneur now going on my 26 years of being an entrepreneur. Woo-hoo! So I had no one to show me the ropes. I really had to delegate being an entrepreneur myself. And for those that just heard me talk about anxiety, that was not easy because I had to stand up for myself, right, wrong, or indifferent. Customer, they say, is always right. I disagree with that. Customer is not always right. Some customers are just assholes, and there is no way around that. The young version of Veronica would stick with those assholes of customers because I would just think, well, it's money, you know, maybe they'll send me more customers. I would struggle. I would put myself out there. I would do everything humanly possible. I no longer do that. if I don't resonate with someone, customer, friend, business associate, any of those, they just don't stay in my life anymore. Now, that being said, my younger entrepreneurs, I totally get it. You're starting out. Whether maybe you're a health coach, maybe you're a hairstylist, maybe you are starting your own therapy business, maybe you're marketing, you know, whatever the case may be, it's really, really hard to have that mentality because you just want to get business. You have to pay your bills. Now, I will be honest with you, when I started my entrepreneur journey, I did have other gigs, I had other jobs. I did clean houses way back then as I cleaned houses midlife as well, when the kids need braces and extra things. I will talk about that in a minute and how that all became. But long story short, I did have to take out loans for my cosmetology school. I did not have parents that had the means to help me, nor did they or want to help me. So I had to pay all my bills, take out loans for schools. I wanted to get out of that debt as quickly as I could. Stupidly, I wanted to get a new car. So I knew that I couldn't afford everything. So I took on friends of mine. They had a house that they needed cleaned. And I watched their kids. They would go away for long periods of time over the week, weekends. And I would just nanny, watch their kids, clean their house. I would clean their house every other week. That paid for my loans. And this comes from Dave Ramsey. He wasn't, I don't think he was around back then. But anyways, like, your dollar should always have a place to go. So from a very young entrepreneur age, I always had where my dollars were going, even till now. Like, I have envelopes for like oil money and like vacations, and I'm always tucking money away somewhere, because that's just how I do it, because I don't like everything coming up at me all at once. So, because when you're an entrepreneur, business is either usually feast or famine. When you're in the cosmetology world right now, things are very, very slow. For a lot of people, I stay pretty steady. I mean, we had a few slow weeks, but, you know, steady, whatever. I mean, I look at it as, and I can get other things done. So now I'm just going off of my little rant. Sorry, let me rein it back in. How I would do things differently if I was an entrepreneur now, or if I had someone underneath my belt that came into our business that was young, I would really, take them underneath my wing. I would show them exactly The ins and outs of what you can claim, what you can't claim, get a good accountant. I would really teach them about clients because clients can make or break you. They can give you anxiety or not give you anxiety. And everyday life does that enough for us. We don't need to have people that think that they own us by pay because they're paying us, think that we need to be at their beck and call. So that's kind of the difference. Would I change my path? Absolutely not. I love being in business for myself. Do things need to change for me? Absolutely. I've been doing this now for a very long time. Am I getting burnt out? Yeah, my body is getting burnt out. Do I still love my profession and my industry? Absolutely. I love fashion. I love making women and men feel good about themselves. I love knowledge of product and all that stuff. But, you know, with every season, things change. So I do believe that if you're young and you're starting out, so this is kind of going to gear towards some of the people that I've been talking to, young and starting out as an entrepreneur in whatever business you're doing, you're going to find that there, and this is everyday life, actually, this is not just entrepreneurship, but everyday life and entrepreneurship, being in business for yourself, people always want to one-up you. I'm just going to talk about the women's world a little bit because I'm not a man, so I don't know what it's like. So I can only resonate with what it's like in my, not so much my salon, but my profession. Not so much my salon because myself and my coworkers, we're very tight. We don't compete against one another. We just don't. But anyways, in other salons, it's very cutthroat. People tend to want to shit on you to make you feel bad about yourself so it makes them look good. We've talked about this a million times. And it really sucks going through it because it really hurts your feelings because you have that self-doubt. Why am I not good enough? Why did they not choose me to do their hair? They went to Betty Lou next door and the station next to me. What do they have that I don't have? I would tell the young Veronica not to worry about that, to focus on what you're here for. You're here to build a clientele that will serve you as well as you'll serve them. What does that mean? It means that they bring you as much as you bring them, just on a different level. I bring to my clients professionalism about their hair. I listen to them about their families, their medical stuff. I'm a therapist. I have a no judgment zone. Sometimes I'm in awe. Like sometimes it takes me a second to like connect. Like, oh yeah, okay, yep. Yeah, mm-hmm. All right. Well, have you thought about it in this way? But I never, ever, ever put down any of my clients. Are they all my best friends? Absolutely not. Are some just acquaintances? Absolutely. Do I wish them the absolute best if they leave me for someone else? Absolutely. Because you know what? Maybe I'm not fulfilling their needs. And you know what? That's okay. Because at some point, I'm going to have a client that's not fulfilling my needs, that's not resonating with me. And that is okay. I think in today's world, we struggle so much with making everyone around us happy. You know, and it starts with our family because you know what? We have to make, being a mom, we have to make our kids happy, our husband happy, our in-laws happy. You know, we're always hosting this, doing this, going to the PTA meetings, doing the book fairs, going to the soccer games, the indoor soccer, making sure the kids have snacks. I mean, it just never ends. And even when your kids get older, you know, you think that you're going to have a breath of fresh air, but then you have ill parents or ill aunt and uncles or, you know, like siblings that are ill or whatever. I mean, something always kind of comes in and takes over. And some things you just can't get away from. Some people you just have to suck it up, buttercup, and just take care of them. But for the most part, if they're not resonating with you, please cut loose. Maybe you're in I'm just going to use the salon, for instance, because that's where I'm at, even though this is not my salon, but I'm just going to use it because I can resonate because I've been in this industry for 26 years. So I've seen the best of the best and the worst of the worst. I think a lot of women are catty. I think a lot of women want to dish on you to make themselves feel better. I think a lot of women struggle with telling other women and men that they look amazing. I think people struggle with giving other people compliments, or I think other people struggle with bringing people up when they need to be up, because there is that word jealousy. A lot of people are jealous of what their person has next to them and what they don't have. And I am here to tell you that everyone has a story. You don't know how that person, you don't know what that person's going through or how that person got that or whatever the case may be. You don't know what that person did. I'm going to back up a little bit, but I'm just going to tell this really quick story. I met this amazing person once at the gym. Not just once, I've seen her a million times, but you know, her story was that I'm not going to get too detailed orientated about it because it's her story. But long story short, she had twin children. Her husband served. He had mental issues and some substance abuse. And they ended up parting ways. It was her true love. They were the talk of the party. They walked in and everyone was just eyes on them. They had what they call true love. But for her children's sake, it just wasn't going to work. So they ended up divorcing. She was a teacher in another state, ended up leaving that state and knew that she couldn't live on a teacher's salary being a single mother. So she went back and she got, I don't know, a degree or whatever in financial, helping people invest their money. And being an entrepreneur, how she got her clientele was she got a list of yard sales on the Saturdays that she could get her in-laws or her parents to take the children who were young. She went to local yard sales and passed out her business cards, meeting people, greeting people, walking the pavement. That was just one of the ways that she got creative on how to build her clientele. I think that is brilliant. That right there is a true go-getter. She wasn't going to let anyone stop her. She was going for it. That story touches me completely because that right there is someone that wants the business, someone that's willing to go the extra mile and not care what anyone thinks. I mean, really, when you think about it, to go to yard sales and we'll call it walking the pavement at a yard sale to get clientele, that's brilliant. That's dedication. That's commitment. Whatever you want to call it. Did she get a lot of, like, well, I can't imagine you doing that? I'm sure she did. I never did ask her because, you know what, it didn't really matter at the time. But being in this industry, being a woman, trying to make a business success is so difficult. So I feel like I've kind of gone here, there, and everywhere between goals and talking about entrepreneurship and where you want to be. But I guess the bottom line being is what's resonating with me today, partly is that don't be that person. Don't be that person that A, lets everyone walk all over you. Don't be that person that lets people talk shit about you or make fun of you or belittle you or doesn't treat you like an equal, whether that's your husband, whether that's a coworker, whether that's the person at the salon, whether that's the person that owns the salon, whether that is your doctor. I mean, whoever it is, do not let people talk shit about you. Stand up for yourself. You deserve that. You deserve to stand up for yourself. You deserve to defend yourself. You deserve to tell people exactly what you think and how you feel because those are your feelings. Can you be nice about it? Absolutely. Do you have to be a bitch about it? Every situation's different. So I'm going to say depends on the situation. Sometimes being a bitch gets a point across a lot faster than being nice. But then they say you get more flies with honey. So I don't know. You know, whatever works for you, whatever the situation calls for. Be that person that goes up to that person that's working really hard at getting your business going, that's being creative and say, wow, that is amazing that you did that. Be that person that when you see someone working hard at the gym or on their goals or on their career or whatever it is, Be that person that says, wow, that is amazing. I'm fucking proud of you. Be that person that, you know what, even if you know that person's only lost 3 pounds, be that person that says 3 pounds is better than no pounds. That is amazing. When people used to start running, they'd say, oh, I'm just doing a mile. And I always used to say, people, a mile is a mile, whether you do 10-minute mile or whether you do a 15-minute mile or a 20-minute mile, a mile is a mile. Don't worry about my pace. Worry about your pace. Worry about you. Do you. Because you know what? My pace is not going to be your pace. Everyone works at different paces. So that's where I'm going with today's talk, people. You know, I see it all the time. I've heard it so many times this week. Just, you know, people thinking that they can't make it as entrepreneurs, that's going to give up, that, you know, they get the crazies or they get the bad clients or that person, you know, makes them feel like shit. Well, have the confidence. If you're put in a situation and you know that that's not going to come out right, or you know that person shouldn't invest their money in that, and your name's kind of on the line, say it. It's okay. It's okay to speak up for yourself. Well, I don't really think that you should do this, but so I'm just putting it out there. You're probably not going to like the outcome, but I'm still willing to do it if that's what you want to do. But just remember, I'm telling you this. It's okay. It's okay to protect your vested interest. It's okay to speak your mind. If you are that person that, with the word critical, that is being critical about other people, that is being judgy about people and what they're doing or how they're handling things. Just remember, everyone lives in a glass house. We all live in a glass house. So don't cast stones, people. You'll shatter your fucking house. I can't say that enough. We all live in a glass house. We should not throw stones. You don't know what that person's going through. You don't know how hard that person's worked. You know, maybe Betty Lou has lost 3 pounds and that's all she can do right now, but she's working her ass off. You don't know what her body's going through. You don't know what she's been through, what she's trying to do to lose the extra weight. So don't cast stones. Don't cast stones. If someone's telling you that they can't do it or they don't think that it's wise, listen to what they're saying. Because you know what? Chances are, if you don't listen, you're going to be the reason why they're staying up late at night having anxiety, worrying about that fucking haircut or that business meeting or that proposal or that presentation. You know, come on, everyone. We're in this together. Don't be that person that at family functions have to be rude to the other family members because you don't want to be there. If you don't want to be there, then don't fucking go. Just don't go. If these people don't resonate with you, that is okay. People might talk shit about you and that is not cool. But you know what? Stand up for yourself. Don't go. Don't put yourself in that situation. So I don't want to rant too long because I've already gone 24 minutes. But anyways, again, I didn't have much to come on here with you guys about. These are just feelings and thoughts that have been going through my mind for the last couple weeks. So if you are the person that is struggling with your business and clients and coworkers and catty people, put your blinders on. Put your blinders on. Work on you. Do you. Do your clients that are serving you. For the clients that aren't serving you, get rid of them. It's not worth it. In the long run, it's not worth it. People talking shit about you is not worth your headache. It's not worth your time. People that make you feel inferior, incompetent, or less than is not worth your time in any situation, whether it's business, work, pleasure, family, all of that. If it is a family member, by the way, that is close to you that you really can't just cut off, put some fucking boundaries out there. Boundaries. Tell them exactly what you think and how you feel and how you're going to move forward. If you do this, this is going to be the repercussion. I'm not going to come around, blah, 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 whatever it may be. So, guys, happy January. I'm glad that January is kind of over. I'm looking forward to February. We're one step closer to spring. I'm not trying to wish time away. These days are just, they're long. They're long. They're dark. They're not inviting. So I'm looking forward to a new month, new goals, new everything. So I hope this finds you well. Just know you're doing the best you can. Love yourself. Look yourself in the mirror. Tell yourself the parts that you love about yourself, that you love yourself as a whole. But if there's extras, such as you love your ears, or you love your fingers, or your eyes look nice today, remember to give yourself that. Look in the mirror and just take a deep breath. Love the skin that you're in because you are beautiful. You are amazing. You're confident. And you've got this. So, without further ado, let's end January on a positive note. So on January 31st, think about all the goals that you've attained, all the goals that you reached for the month, the goals that you're still working for. Think about all the people that you've helped, all the people you're going to continue to help. Think about all the changes that you're going to be making coming your way, whether it be career, whether it be financial, whether it be your fitness journey, whatever it is. Remember, sky's the limit. You've got this. Guys, thank you so much for listening. You know how much I appreciate it. Yeah. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Have a marvelous Monday, everyone. Well, good afternoon, everyone. Happy Monday. The last Monday of, oh my God, last Monday of January 2024. Woohoo! Woke up to a nice, I wouldn't call it blizzard, but I'd call it more snow than what I thought we were going to get today. So this podcast is going to be a little bit of everything today. I don't have one particular topic in mind. I just actually went snowshoeing for about 40, 45 minutes. And was just thinking what I was going to come to you guys today about. And there's been a couple things that have resonated with me this week, that I just kind of want to share in case you're going through a similar situation or in case you know someone. But first, let's just talk about January and our goals. My goals have been going along quite well. I met with my coach on Saturday, started my posing training, which is harder than you freaking think, but whatever. I'm dedicated. I'm going to do this. I'm going to crush it. I'm not going to lie. I'm scared than a... There's not even a word for it. But anyways, it's my goal and I'm going to succeed with it. So for that being said, I'm setting myself up for every possible situation that to get me through it, I guess. So I'm going to do a posing clinic in New Hampshire. I've been working 10 or 15 minutes a day. I've just been putting on music and just doing my, what I call my puffing up like a lizard, I guess. So that's going well. Lifting is going well. My cardio is going well. Diet's going well. Some of the things that aren't going well, you know me, I'm going to just be true about it. I'm not loving my job lately for a lot of reasons. I think I'm having a little bit of seasonal depression. I don't know if anyone can relate with that. And I really try to get through it. I mean, like I get outside, I walk. I mean, I still exercise. I still eat well. Still sleeping really well, but I have to say this weather is really uninviting. If it really wasn't for 75 hard most days, I probably wouldn't get out for my second workout. I probably would just say, forget. But I'm really trying to get my steps in. I'm really dedicated to this show. And the one thing I will say for anyone that's going through a journey of nutrition or getting in shape or whatever, you know, trying to eat on track. The one thing I have noticed, people, is that walking in the afternoon has made a huge, huge difference for me. I'm walking in the afternoon or walking in the morning. Either way, I have to do one outside workout. And I noticed it last year when I did 75 hard. Now, mind you, I still did my gym workouts and all that other stuff. I still did cardio at the gym. But most days, actually all days, I pretty much did some kind of, obviously, because you have to do one workout outside. So I always, my workout outside was always walking, except for the rare time that we got tattoos and we didn't get home until 11. And I think I did yoga on my deck and tried to walk up and down my driveway. That was a little crazy. Lesson learned, always get your outside workout in no matter what, because it's a lot easier to do an inside workout at midnight inside than it is outside. But anyways, that's neither here nor there. So for those that are trying to figure out maybe their next level in their fitness journey, don't underestimate walking. It has really made a big difference for me. I typically put in a podcast. Today, I actually didn't put in a podcast. I threw on my snowshoes and did a few laps outside in the backyard. Not the backyard, the backwoods, I should say. So that was really nice. It was beautiful out there. I actually think I'm going to post a video on TikTok. So anyone that lives in the state of Maine or New England that got snow last night knows that it was really sticky and beautiful, stuck to the trees. Driving, however, was horrendous this morning on my way to the gym. But that being said, let's shift the talk to anxiety a little bit. Woohoo! So, I have suffered with anxiety pretty much my whole life. My whole childhood was nothing but anxiety. I probably stemmed a few years in my adulthood with some anxiety, not as bad as when I was a child. Things like confrontation, clients, not liking something, being put in an uncomfortable situation, having to stand up for myself or defend myself or any of that stuff would give me anxiety. I was terrible with it. I never, to this day, I have a hard time, not to this day. I don't have a hard time sticking up for myself. In my mind, I think I do, but I really don't. But it's one of those things, it's just really, really hard to stand up for yourself. So just let me back up a little bit. So those that are doing their January goals, I hope that it's really going well. You really only have 2 more days until the end of January. Some of my goals are now this year, instead of saving 10%, I'm saving 12%. So 6% goes into my business savings and 6% goes into my investment. My investment I used a little differently this year. My husband and I are trying to get out of some debt. We don't have a lot of debt, but we really want to be on the other side of it. So I used a lot of my investment money towards that. I figure that's an investment, so that is what I chose to do. So this year I upped it a little bit, just a little bit, 1% more, just because I can. So seasonal depression, I'm just gonna talk about that for a minute. I don't have a lot of tricks up my hat. They say infrared saunas, sunlights, getting outside natural light. Anyone that lives in New England knows it's just really, really hard to do. So my best advice to you is just take advantage of the sunshine when it's out. I can't do tanning beds because of my skin cancer. Some people do tanning beds because color makes them feel better. I use my fake tanner, as everyone knows, which makes me feel really good. So I don't know what everyone's February goals look like. Some people set monthly, some people set yearly and just continue to work on them. I haven't really thought about my February goals. Again, I'm not setting tons of them because my show definitely is like it's there. It's definitely that is my biggest goal. I think that probably will be my biggest goal ever of my life, maybe, other than maybe fucking pull-ups. I don't know. Anyhow, anywho, let's talk a little bit about our career because that is where I'm struggling a little bit. This resonates with a lot of people I've been talking to lately. Some people near and dear to me. For those that are entrepreneurs, I'm going to talk a little bit about that a little bit more because I've been an entrepreneur now going on my 26 year. Oh my God, 26 years of being an entrepreneur. Woo-hoo. So I had no one to show me the ropes. I really had to delegate being an entrepreneur myself. And for those that just heard me talk about anxiety, that was not easy because I had to stand up for myself, right, wrong, or indifferent. Customer, they say, is always right. I disagree with that. Customer is not always right. Some customers are just assholes, and there is no way around that. The young version of Veronica would stick with those assholes of customers because I would just think, well, it's money, maybe they'll send me more customers. I would struggle. I would put myself out there. I would do everything humanly possible. I no longer do that. if I don't resonate with someone, customer, friend, business associate, any of those, they just don't stay in my life anymore. Now, that being said, my younger entrepreneurs, I totally get it. You're starting out. whether maybe you're a health coach, maybe you're a hairstylist, maybe you are starting your own therapy business, maybe you're marketing, you know, whatever the case may be, it's really, really hard to have that mentality because you just want to get business. You have to pay your bills. Now, I will be honest with you, when I started my entrepreneur journey, I did have other gigs. I had other jobs. I did clean houses back way back then, as I cleaned houses midlife as well, when the kids needed braces and extra things. I will talk about that in a minute and how that all became. But long story short, I did have to take out loans for my cosmetology school. I did not have parents that had the means to help me, nor did they or want to help me. So I had to pay all my bills, take out loans for schools. I wanted to get out of that debt as quickly as I could. Stupidly, I wanted to get a new car. So I knew that I couldn't afford everything. So I took on friends of mine. They had a house that they needed cleaned. And I watched their kids. They would go away for long periods of time over the week, weekends. And I would just nanny, watch their kids, clean their house. I would clean their house every other week. That paid for my loans. So I always had, and this comes from Dave Ramsey. He wasn't, I don't think he was around back then, but anyways, like, your dollar should always have a place to go. So from a very young entrepreneur age, I always had where my dollars were going, even till now. Like, I have envelopes for like oil money and like vacations, and I'm always tucking money away somewhere, because that's just how I do it, because I don't like everything coming up at me all at once. So, because when you're an entrepreneur, business is either usually feast or famine. When you're in the cosmetology world right now, things are very, very slow for a lot of people. I stay pretty steady. I mean, we had a few slow weeks, but, you know, steady, whatever. I mean, I look at it as, and I can get other things done. So now I'm just going off of my little rant. Sorry, let me rein it back in. How I would do things differently if I was an entrepreneur now, or if I had someone underneath my belt that came into our business that was young, I would really take them underneath my wing. I would show them exactly the ins and outs of what you can claim, what you can't claim, get a good accountant. I would really teach them about clients, because clients can make or break you. They can give you anxiety or not give you anxiety. And everyday life does that enough for us. We don't need to have people that think that they own us because they're paying us, think that we need to be at their beck and call. So that's kind of the difference. Would I change my path? Absolutely not. I love being in business for myself. Do things need to change for me? Absolutely. I've been doing this now for a very long time. Am I getting burnt out? Yeah, my body's getting burnt out. Do I still love my profession and my industry? Absolutely. I love fashion. I love making women and men feel good about themselves. I love knowledge of product and all that stuff. But, you know, with every season, things change. So I do believe that if you're young and you're starting out, so this is kind of going to gear towards some of the people that I've been talking to, young and starting out as an entrepreneur in whatever business you're doing. You're going to find that there, and this is everyday life, actually, this is not just entrepreneurship, but everyday life and entrepreneurship, being in business for yourself, people always want to one up you. I'm just going to talk about the women's world a little bit, because I'm not a man, so I don't know what it's like. So I can only resonate with what it's like in my, not so much my salon, but my profession. Not so much my salon, because myself and my coworkers, we're very tight. We don't compete against one another. We just don't. But anyways, in other salons, it's very cutthroat. People tend to want to shit on you to make you feel bad about yourself so it makes them look good. We've talked about this a million times. And it really sucks going through it, because it really hurts your feelings, because you have that self-doubt. Why am I not good enough? Why did they not choose me to do their hair? They went to Betty Lou next door and the station next to me. What do they have that I don't have? I would tell the young Veronica not to worry about that, to focus on what you're here for. You're here to build a clientele that will serve you as well as you'll serve them. What does that mean? It means that they bring you as much as you bring them, just on a different level. I bring to my clients professionalism about their hair. I listen to them about their families, their medical stuff. I'm a therapist. I have a no judgment zone. Sometimes I'm in awe. Like sometimes it takes me a second to like connect. Like, oh, yeah, okay. Yep. Yeah, mm-hmm. All right. Well, have you thought about it in this way? But I never, ever, ever put down any of my clients. Are they all my best friends? Absolutely not. Are some just acquaintances? Absolutely. Do I wish them the absolute best if they leave me for someone else? Absolutely. Because you know what? Maybe I'm not fulfilling their needs. And you know what? That's okay. Because at some point, I'm going to have a client that's not fulfilling my needs, that's not resonating with me. And that is okay. I think in today's world, we struggle so much with making everyone around us happy. You know, and it starts with our family because, you know what, we have to make, being a mom, we have to make our kids happy, our husband happy, our in-laws happy. You know, we're always hosting this, doing this, going to the PTA meetings, doing the book fairs, going to the soccer games, the indoor soccer, making sure the kids have snacks. I mean, it just never ends. And even when your kids get older, you know, you think that you're going to have a breath of fresh air, but then you have ill parents or ill aunt and uncles or, you know, like siblings that are ill or whatever. I mean, something always kind of comes in and takes over. And some things you just can't get away from. Some people you just have to suck it up, buttercup, and just take care of them. But for the most part, if they're not resonating with you, please cut loose. Maybe you're in I'm just going to use a salon, for instance, because that's where I'm at, even though this is not my salon, but I'm just going to use it because I can resonate because I've been in this industry for 26 years. So I've seen the best of the best and the worst of the worst. I think a lot of women are catty. I think a lot of women want to dish on you to make themselves feel better. I think a lot of women struggle with telling other women and men that they look amazing. I think people struggle with giving other people compliments, or I think other people struggle with bringing people up when they need to be up, because there is that word jealousy. A lot of people are jealous of what their person has next to them and what they don't have. And I am here to tell you that everyone has a story. You don't know how that person, you don't know what that person's going through or how that person got that or whatever the case may be. You don't know what that person did. I'm going to back up a little bit, but I'm just going to tell this really quick story. I met this amazing person once at the gym. Not just once, I've seen her a million times, but you know, her story was that, I'm not going to get too detailed orientated about it because it's her story, but long story short, she had twin children. Her husband served. He had mental issues and some substance abuse. And they ended up parting ways. It was her true love. They were the talk of the party. They walked in and everyone was just eyes on them. They had what they call true love. But for her children's sake, it just wasn't going to work. So they ended up divorcing. She was a teacher in another state, ended up leaving that state and knew that she couldn't live on a teacher's salary being a single mother. So she went back and she got, I don't know, a degree or whatever in financial, helping people invest their money, and being an entrepreneur. How she got her clientele was, she got a list of yard sales on the Saturdays that she could get her in-laws or her parents to take the children who were young. She went to local yard sales and passed out her business cards, meeting people, greeting people, walking the pavement. That was just one of the ways that she got creative on how to build her clientele. I think that is brilliant. That right there is a true go-getter. She wasn't going to let anyone stop her. She was going for it. That story touches me completely because that right there is someone that wants the business, someone that's willing to go the extra mile and not care what anyone thinks. I mean, really, when you think about it, to go to yard sales, and we'll call it walking the pavement at a yard sale to get clientele, that's brilliant. That's dedication. That's commitment. Whatever you want to call it. Did she get a lot of, like, well, I can't imagine you doing that? I'm sure she did. I never did ask her because, you know what, it didn't really matter at the time. But being in this industry, being a woman, trying to make a business success, is so difficult. So I feel like I've kind of gone here, there, and everywhere between goals and talking about entrepreneurship and where you want to be. But I guess the bottom line being is what's resonating with me today, partly is that don't be that person. Don't be that person that A, lets everyone walk all over you. Don't be that person that lets people talk shit about you or make fun of you or belittle you or doesn't treat you like an equal, whether that's your husband, whether that's a coworker, whether that's the person at the salon, whether that's the person that owns the salon, whether that is your doctor. I mean, whoever it is, do not let people talk shit about you. Stand up for yourself. You deserve that. You deserve to stand up for yourself. You deserve to defend yourself. You deserve to tell people exactly what you think and how you feel, because those are your feelings. Can you be nice about it? Absolutely. Do you have to be a bitch about it? Every situation is different. So I'm going to say, depends on the situation. Sometimes being a bitch gets a point across a lot faster than being nice. But then they say you get more flies with honey. So I don't know. You know, whatever works for you, whatever the situation calls for. Be that person that goes up to that person that's working really hard at getting your business going, that's being creative, and say, wow, that is amazing that you did that. Be that person that when you see someone working hard at the gym or on their goals or on their career or whatever it is, be that person that says, wow, that is amazing. I'm fucking proud of you. Be that person that, you know what, even if you know that person's only lost 3 pounds, be that person that says 3 pounds is better than no pounds. That is amazing. When people used to start running, they'd say, oh, I'm just doing a mile. And I always used to say, people, a mile is a mile, whether you do 10-minute mile or whether you do a 15-minute mile or a 20-minute mile, a mile is a mile. Don't worry about my pace. Worry about your pace. Worry about you. Do you. Because you know what? My pace is not going to be your pace. Everyone works at different paces. So that's where I'm going with today's talk, people. You know, I see it all the time. I've heard it so many times this week. Just, you know, people thinking that they can't make it as entrepreneurs, that's going to give up, that, you know, they get the crazies or they get the bad clients or that person, you know, makes them feel like shit. Well, have the confidence. If you're put in a situation and you know that that's not going to come out right, or you know that person shouldn't invest their money in that, and your name's kind of on the line, say it. It's okay. It's okay to speak up for yourself. Well, I don't really think that you should do this, but so I'm just putting it out there. You're probably not going to like the outcome, but I'm still willing to do it if that's what you want to do. But just remember, I'm telling you this. It's okay. It's okay to protect your vested interest. It's okay to speak your mind. If you are that person that, with the word critical, that is being critical about other people, that is being judgy about people and what they're doing or how they're handling things. Just remember, everyone lives in a glass house. We all live in a glass house. So don't cast stones, people. You'll shatter your fucking house. I can't say that enough. We all live in a glass house. We should not throw stones. You don't know what that person's going through. You don't know how hard that person's worked. You know, maybe Betty Lou has lost 3 pounds and that's all she can do right now, but she's working her ass off. You don't know what her body's going through. You don't know what she's been through, what she's, you know, what she's trying to do to lose the extra weight. So don't cast stones. Don't cast stones. If someone's telling you that they can't do it or they don't think that it's wise, listen to what they're saying. Because you know what? Chances are, if you don't listen, you're going to be the reason why they're staying up late at night having anxiety, worrying about that fucking haircut or that business meeting or that proposal or that presentation. You know, come on, everyone. We're in this together. Don't be that person that at family functions have to be rude to the other family members because you don't want to be there. If you don't want to be there, then don't fucking go. Just don't go. If these people don't resonate with you, that is okay. People might talk shit about you and that is not cool. But you know what? Stand up for yourself. Don't go. Don't put yourself in that situation. So I don't want to rant too long because I've already gone 24 minutes. But anyways, again, I didn't have much to come on here with you guys about. These are just feelings and thoughts that have been going through my mind for the last couple weeks. So if you are the person that is struggling with your business and clients and coworkers and catty people, put your blinders on. Put your blinders on. Work on you. Do you. Do your clients that are serving you. For the clients that aren't serving you, get rid of them. It's not worth it. In the long run, it's not worth it. People talking shit about you is not worth your headache. It's not worth your time. People that make you feel inferior, incompetent, or less than is not worth your time in any situation, whether it's business, work, pleasure, family, all of that. If it is a family member, by the way, that is close to you that you really can't just cut off, put some fucking boundaries out there. Boundaries. Tell them exactly what you think and how you feel and how you're going to move forward. If you do this, this is going to be the repercussion. I'm not going to come around, blah, 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 whatever it may be. So, guys, happy January. I'm glad that January is kind of over. I'm looking forward to February. We're one step closer to spring. I'm not trying to wish time away. These days are just, they're long. They're long. They're dark. They're not inviting. So I'm looking forward to a new month, new goals, new everything. So I hope this finds you well. Just know you're doing the best you can. Love yourself. Look yourself in the mirror. Tell yourself the parts that you love about yourself, that you love yourself as a whole. But if there's extras, such as you love your ears or you love your fingers, or your eyes look nice today, remember to give yourself that. Look in the mirror and just take a deep breath. Love the skin that you're in because you are beautiful. You are amazing. You're confident. And you've got this. So, without further ado, let's end January on a positive note. So on January 31st, think about all the goals that you've attained, all the goals that you've reached for the month, the goals that you're still working for. Think about all the people that you've helped, all the people you're going to continue to help. Think about all the changes that you're going to be making coming your way, whether it be career, whether it be financial, whether it be your fitness journey, whatever it is. Remember, sky's the limit. You've got this. Guys, thank you so much for listening. You know how much I appreciate it. Yeah. Thank you. Have a marvelous Monday, everyone.